Thank you, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 15th, 2013. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening. Supreme Court Judge Rita Makarau assumes a new role as head of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission as Zimbabweans go to the polls tomorrow to decide the fate of the draft constitution. ZANU-PF and the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai trade barbs over an incident in Mbare today where MDC supporters and a BBC news crew were attacked by alleged ZANU-PF supporters over referendum posters.
While we're putting posters, a group of rowdy ZANU-PF supporters wearing T-shirts and ZANU-PF ligaria descended on us barbarically and they started beating us up with booted fists.
And the government declares tomorrow a public holiday to make it easier for voters to participate in the constitutional referendum.
Supreme Court Judge Rita Makarau assumed a new role as the head of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission after taking oath of office at the State House today. Thomas Chiripasi has this roundup of referendum news on the eve of the nation's vote on the draft charter.
With only a day before Zimbabweans decide to adopt or reject the draft constitution produced by the Parliamentary Select Committee, Supreme Court Judge Rita Makarau took oath of office before President Robert Mugabe, assuming a new role as the substantive chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Makarau's swearing-in dealt a body blow to urgent Supreme Court applications filed by the National Constitutional Assembly and the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe seeking to stop tomorrow's referendum on the basis that the vote was going to be presided over by an unqualified person. Makarau takes over from Joyce Kazembe, who was acting chairperson until today. Kazembe's credentials to lead the referendum were under spotlight, but Mr. Mugabe moved swiftly to legitimize tomorrow's vote following the court challenges. The Supreme Court said the matter brought before it by the NCA will be held as an ordinary case following the swearing-in of Makarau, while it dismissed for lack of merit the PTUZ application to stop the referendum on the basis that Zimbabweans were given little time to debate the draft constitution. Still in the courts, the High Court ordered the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to accredit Zim rights to observe tomorrow's referendum after the electoral body had refused to do so, saying the rights organization was under police investigations. Meanwhile, NCA Chairman Love Momaduku today made his last pitch, urging Zimbabweans to vote against the draft constitution in their large numbers. He is confident the no vote will carry the day, adding that the NCA will stop campaigning after the last ballot was cast tomorrow.
We have not finished our campaign. We'll be campaigning until 7 p.m. tomorrow, until the last ballot is cast. We'll still be campaigning. We hope that we also wish you to know and tell the politician that the law does not stop us from campaigning. It only prevents a person campaigning within 100, I think, whether it's 100 or 200 meters of a polling station. But to move around where people are resident, asking whether they voted, explaining to them why it is important for them to go and vote, and that is a simple process. If they are staying away because they didn't have a draft, the NCA will be encouraging them to go and say no because I didn't have a draft. So our campaign process ends when the last person casts their vote at 7. So you'll still be seeing NCA teams across doing this. But after all, we didn't have enough resources to campaign, so we'll use the last minute.
MDC 99 leader Job Scala, who is also campaigning for the no vote, said there was nothing positive for ordinary Zimbabweans in the draft charter.
Executive president is so good because the president cannot be an idle creature. He must have some powers for him to exercise in a country. I was shocked and astonished to say, honestly, is this the route that we have been fighting for the past 13 years or so? We are now the major protectors of executive powers to create one minister who will determine the future of this country, whether who will give death and life. And this is what this draft constitution is.
Youth Minister Sevia Kasukwere, who addressed a youth rally at the Africa Unity Square together with ZANU-PF COPA co-chair Paul Mangwana and Jesse Majome of the MDCT, urged youth to vote yes tomorrow, saying a lot is in store for them in the draft charter.
Well, we want to call upon the young people to go and vote yes for the constitution. And why? The constitution is a very progressive piece of legislation which has actually captured a number of the aspirations of our young people. We are pleased with the work that was done by our legislators and COPAC in particular. They were able to capture what our ministry and the general body politic of the youth have been talking about, issues of to do with the rights of the youth, opportunities for the young people. At least we set aside some clearly defined quotas that should benefit our young people, issues of training, issues of education, rights of our young people, and quite a number of developmental things that are also captured in the overall acts or the law per se. So our encouragement is to all our young people in the country to go and vote yes, because this constitution guarantees in a very big way the rights of our young people.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai told church leaders that if elected president of Zimbabwe, he will amend the draft constitution if it is adopted tomorrow. Mr. Tsvangirai said this was a transitional document and Zimbabweans should not expect it to be perfect.
A constitution is never cast in stone. We improve our constitutional governance as we move, because we will have gone through that experience. These loopholes, Amurukita pointed out, it's already an experience. What is needed is political will and commitment to say, this is not 100% perfect. However, people constantly through their parliament, through their institutions, must constantly subject this constitution so that it is relevant to contemporary society. And those loopholes will be picked up.
Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights board member Mordecai Mahlangu told the news conference that the constitution-making process rendered secondary other key reforms and processes outlined in the Global Political Agreement of Power Sharing.
These include substantive legislation and institutional reform, as well as the stemming of bad administrative practice and the escalating impunity for violations of laws and current constitutional safeguards. In particular, the assault on civil society must be comprehensively addressed if the country is not to lose its only remaining independent voice ahead of critical elections.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.